Hey guys.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, I am Unique Wright, your DIY business coach here in Studio U, getting everything set up for the show tonight. So, and we're live now on Instagram, Facebook, Blog Talk, YouTube. We're getting live, pinning the comments tonight. We're going to discuss the seven characteristics of good customer service. Seven characteristics of good customer service. So that is what our topic will be about tonight. We're about to get started in a few minutes. Let's get everything live and set up. So everybody, you guys have businesses. Hello, everybody coming on. Hello. Hello. So stay tuned. We're going to sit here. We're going to talk about seven characteristics of customer service today. Most businesses die in their first year because of customer service. Did y'all know that? Most businesses die because of their customer service, their lack of customer service, not doing things that are customer-friendly, customer-related, especially in Black-owned businesses. A lot of our businesses die because we have poor customer service. So we have to do things, we have to get better at that, guys. We have to do things that will make our businesses more successful, make our businesses greater. We have to do things that's going to make our businesses be more successful. So tonight we're going to go over the seven most important things to have great customer service. Okay, getting my notes over here. Seven most important things to get great customer service. If you guys would like to call in tonight, feel free to call in to the Blog Talk. Their number is 563-993-5562. I'll take live guests, anybody who has any opinion about what I'm saying or what I'm talking about today. We can have you on live to talk about how you feel about customer service and what has your experiences been in customer service. Oh, wow, we already have a caller. All right, caller, we'll have to give you a few minutes. Let's get into some of the depth before I actually chime you in, okay? So just stay on hold for a second, please. Stay on hold for a few seconds, and we'll go, we'll get into this. So I just want to go over a brief basis of what I'm going to, the seven are. You need to be a problem solver. You need to have clear communication. You need to be friendly attitude. You need to have empathy towards the person. You need to understand your business, understand all the roles that you play in your business, okay? You need to know your product and be product knowledgeable in your business. So those are the things, and have strong time management. Now, we're talking about these subjects right now, and these are things that are extremely important. When you say you're going to give a client something in a certain amount of time, you need to give it to them in a certain amount of time. So let's start with, let's just see who's on this caller. Let's see who's here, because I didn't actually have a guest prepared. So let's see who's here.
Hello. Hi, this is... Hello.
How are
Good
you
evening.
Today?
This is Phyllis Keitlin. How are you? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. How are you today?
Okay. I don't hear myself on the show, though.
Yeah, you got to turn it down just a little. Turn the background noise and record it because I can hear me on your background.
Okay. I turned it down. Okay. I just want to say to everybody, I'm a little bit older than you are, and I had a very successful business in the 70s, 80s, and 90s on 7th Avenue. And you're absolutely right. The most important thing is customer service. And one of the first rules is to always be polite to the customer, because in the end, you have to accept that the customer 99% of the time is right. And I know that from having, you know, a client's call up and say, oh, but this is, has a hole in it, or it has lipstick on it. Well, of course, we know the lipstick came from somebody trying it on in the dressing room. But what choice do we have? We took it back, and we sent it to the dry cleaners, and sometimes we sent it out again. So that's just a tip that the customer, unfortunately, is always right. And my staff was trained to always be polite, no matter how nasty people get sometimes. Be polite. Don't lose your temper. And that's all I have to say.
All right. I appreciate you, Ms. Phyllis. What kind of what business did you have? You had a clothing line, obviously. You said people
I had a clothing line. It was called Trick Track. And I was one of the leaders of knitwear at that time period. And now I have a company that's actually all online, because that seems to be the way or the direction that things are going. And I have a candle company called Phyllis K, which if you go online to see it, is Phyllis Kite. It's at phylliskeitlin.com. And, you know, again, sometimes we get something shipped and something breaks. We take it back. We don't argue. We automatically resend a replacement to the customer. Plus, I always put a little extra treat of something in there, you know, to say I'm sorry with a handwritten note.
That is
from me personally.
That is great. That is great customer service. That is how you're really supposed to treat your clients, regardless to if they broke it, the shipping broke it, regardless. You're just supposed to go above and beyond to keep your customers happy and to keep your customers satisfied. And that was great advice, and I appreciate you calling in, Phyllis.
Okay, well, I just happened to have my cell phone on, and I saw you, and I thought, well, you know, I am much older than you are, and I've had that experience. And even with my create an online business during COVID, because I couldn't go out for a year, you know, there's still problems. There's problems with manufacturing it. There's problems with shipping. But, again, as I said, I tell them don't bother returning it because I don't need a broken candle coming back to me. And I send them out a new one immediately, and usually with some other kind of a treat in it. You know, I used to be in the cosmetic business, so I have actually the spa business. I have little lip glosses, then I throw those in as a little extra bonus. Or maybe I put a pack of jelly beans in there or some chocolate almonds. It's something to show the customer that you have to go that extra mile. And then they will tell their friends, my God, they're so nice at this company.
That is great. Yes, that's awesome. And you've got a lot of return customers behind that, haven't you?
Yes.
That is great. That is great. That is so fantastic. Thank you for chiming in, Phyllis, and I appreciate you. Please share this on your platform and to your friends so we can, you know, get this word out to more people about having great customer service, okay?
Okay, I'll put it on my Instagram, which is Phyllis K New York.
All right.
Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. You have a blessed evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So that was Miss Phyllis K. New York. She just chimed in talking about what she does to have great customer service and what she's done over the years with her online business, her candle line. If there is somebody, you know, that's how you're supposed to. She takes care of her customers. And that is why her business has been successful for all of these years. So you have to go above and beyond for your customers when it's time to take care of them. That's what you have to do, is go above and beyond. So let's get into what we're talking about tonight, all right? So number one, when your customers come to you with a problem about your service or about your issue, figure out a solution. Figure out how to solve their problem. Figure out how to solve their problems that benefits you and to benefit them to the best abilities. So if you're shipping out something and it doesn't fit, or it's broken or it's damaged, or you're giving a service and it's not quite right, fix it. Just freaking fix it. Fix the problem so that they can be happy with what you are doing. Make sure you fix the problem for your customers. Okay, guys? All right. So then the next thing, number two, is have clear communication with your clients or whoever you're servicing. Make sure sometimes if you have to, repeat it over what you're going to do, what you're going to provide, how you're going to provide that service for them, what is the time frame. Make sure you communicate all of these things to your customers so that they can have clear communication. So if you're going to ship something back to them, or if they got lost in the mail, make sure you have the correct address. Make sure you have the correct information so you're shipping it to the right place. Make sure you are doing things that are understood, where they know exactly what they have it. Put it in writing. Send them an email correspondence like, hey, I shipped this off of this date. It should arrive by this date. UPS tracking. And I know we all do not have control over USPS and FedEx and UPS. No, we don't. But if we can go above and beyond sometimes, call the UPS store for your customers. You know, call FedEx for your customers. Call USPS for your customers if that is the issue that you have. Like, figure out how to clearly communicate an issue or a solution or your services to your clients. Hairstylist. When somebody goes in there and gets their hair done, this is what I want. This is what I look like. Show them a picture of what they're going to get. Okay, this is what you look like. Now, I know there's people out there who don't have no edges and maybe wanting swoops and stuff. Be like, okay, baby, this is not something that your hair can provide, but we can make you look like this, but we're going to have to put some extensions in. We're going to have to do this. We're going to have to do that. You know, put your lace front on. Whatever the solution may be. If you're in a service industry, you're providing a service for a customer, consulting, or anything like that, make sure your customers know exactly what you're providing. If you're doing a 15-minute consultation, it's a 15-minute consultation. If you choose to go over the 15 minutes, then they understand. But don't stop it at 13.5 minutes, because these people, especially if they're paying for it, they want their whole 15 minutes. So if you're giving an hour consultation, don't sit there and lag along and play with them with their time. People's time is valuable. People's energy is valuable. So make sure you're giving a clear communication when you are talking to people and when you're handling business with people, okay? So friendly attitude. I know out here, people can be nasty, people can be rude, people can ask you for things that you really do not want to do. They've made you ask you about 150 questions about different things, and you're like, didn't I already answer this 1,700-1,800 times already? Please get off my phone. You know what I mean? So sometimes you just have to be polite with your customers. You know, and if you are at a point in your day, or you're having a bad day yourself and you can't be polite, send a representative out there to be polite for you. You know what I mean? So when you are building your business, be friendly to your customers. And I'll be honest with you. Sometimes I'll be talking to customers and I'll be like, oh, that's so great. Da-da-da-da. Hang up the phone, make sure it's turned off. And then you can curse them out to yourself in the corner. You know what I mean? But when you're addressing that customer, when you're talking to that customer and you're live to that customer, you need to be, yes, that is awesome. That is great. I appreciate your input. And their input might be trash. I'm going to be honest with you. It might be trash, but what you have to do is suck it up and say that it is great input and I appreciate it. And, I, you know, we'll see what we can do to make those changes. I worked in customer service for 5 years at an electronics store before I started all of this. And one of our policies were we were not allowed to tell the customer no. We weren't allowed to tell a customer. Now, may a higher boss or the manager could say no. But on my level, we were not allowed to tell the customer no. And I thought that that was like one of the most ridiculous things when I first started it, but it kept everything polite. So if someone asks you for something that is almost impossible, you say, well, let me see what I can do. You know what I mean? Let's see what solutions we can figure out for this. Let's see how we can fix this. Let's see how we can work for you. You know, okay, I might not be able to offer you this, but I can offer you this. When you certain words that you say make, you can almost still say no, but certain words that you say will sound so much better and more come across so much better to your customers if you're actually saying them in a different way. So you may want to tell a person, no, let me call you back. Let me see if I can figure out a solution. You know, let me find a different solution that will fix your problem. Let's see if we can do this. Let's see if you can do that. You know what? I may not be able to help you, but I can refer you to this person that can help you. Those are things that you could say instead of saying, nah, man, I don't want your service. I don't want this. I don't want that. And your customers will appreciate that a whole lot better than you just saying, no, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. I don't want to do that. And the funny part is sometimes we take bad customer service from places that we should never, ever take bad customer service. You go to the Chinese nail shop, and that lady said, oh, you don't want that. I don't know what you want. And give you the wrong thing. And you still pay the freaking lady. Now, if you come to my black salon and I do your nails and it's wrong, you talking about me, you mad at me, you doing all kind of craziness to me. But just because she can't speak proper English, which she can because she's supposed to have been able to pass that exam, y'all let her go by. Y'all let her do the things that she want to do. And then overcharge you for it. Oh, you don't need that nail. You'll get this nail. It'll be cheaper. It'll be better for you. It's $50 more. I try to tell you $50 more, then you're going to be like, why is that be $50? It's going to be $35. So I need everybody out here as a consumer, as well as a provider, to show the same level of customer service to your people as well as you going in. Now, some of you never may have worked in the service industry and never worked around other people and don't understand how much work and dedication it takes to be a server. Like the other day, I went into Hooters, and this waitress was taking forever getting me service. Now, I'm being polite. I'm like, okay. Then when she gave me my club soda, I had the little, you know, margarita mix salt still from the next person's glass on it. I'm like, baby, you're going to have to give me a new glass. You know what I mean? So at the same time, sometimes we have to learn to pipe down and be polite to what's going on and pay attention to the surrounding, to the situation. If you got one, you know, waitress and they got to serve the whole restaurant or serving the whole 100 people at the bar, sometimes you're going to have to be patient. Now, if you can't be patient, then leave. You don't have to be a patient to that cut business as much. Now, if they're trying to accommodate you, because I've even seen places where they try to accommodate you, they're being polite, they're being everything else, but then there are people that ain't snapping at you. Like, that is your test of faith. That is your test of customer service. That is the test. Because if you are not prepared to deal with that kind of attitude, you do not need to work with people in the public. Period. I don't need to get in your Uber and you telling me all kind of craziness about everything. I need to be able to enjoy my ride. If I want to talk to you, I can talk to you. If I don't, I don't. So these are things that you can do. And as a customer, consumer, y'all need to reflect on how you're behaving as well. Okay? So those are the things. Making sure that your customers have clear communication and you have a friendly attitude with your customers. Friendly, friendly, friendly. Smile and nod until they leave. Just smile. Hey, okay. Oh, they're so great. You know, put that high-pitched voice on. You know, you're awesome. Have a great day. And they might be cursing you out. Oh, you stupid. Yes, I understand. I know. I apologize for the inconvenience that I caused you. That is my favorite line. I apologize for the inconvenience that I have caused you. What can I do to make your business a lot better? What can I do to scale your bit to help you have a better day? Because sometimes you're dealing with people, it's not even about them. It's not even about you. Sometimes they're having a bad day because they're having a bad day with other stuff. Their boyfriend left them and cheating with the neighbor. You know, they just got in a car accident. They tore their pants at the store. You know, they got to use the bathroom. There's so many things that could be happening with this person mentally and physically that you don't know. So your politeness may help somebody become better and change their attitude. Because when you're dealing with people in the customer service, your actions reflect on their actions. So if you're hyping their issues up, then they're going to hype up, then they're going to give you negative energy. You get exactly what you receive. So sometimes people will give you negative energy, right? And you're stressed about the negative energy. But if you give them positive energy, if you keep shooting the rainbows at them, shooting the rainbows at them, it'll make them proud. I've done this. I've practiced doing this. I'll find the meanest person at the bar and sit next to them and try to talk to them and just be like, oh, I'm sorry. You know, just try to make them feel better for whatever's going on in their day. And 85% of the time, I'm not at 100%, because some people are just assholes. So 85% of the time, I have been able to make that person like me or talk to me or continue to have a conversation. Even got a couple free drinks out of it on occasion. So sometimes you just, even when somebody looks like they're having a bad day, you have to reach out to them and be like, yo, how is your day going? You better, and just be happy and bubbly. And sometimes even when you don't want to be happy and bubbly, it'll make them happy and bubbly to absorb that, to get that energy, because they need that energy. Because I don't want to sit next to somebody who's all grumpy face. You know what I mean? So those are the things that happen. So make sure you have a friendly attitude when you're dealing with your customers. Have empathy. Feel their pain. Go on to their side of the fence and see how they feel. You know, because you're saying, oh, it took me an extra 2 weeks to do this project for you. You shouldn't be mad. But if I'm on the other side and somebody took an extra 2 weeks on my project, I'm going to be mad. You know what I mean? And if you're not communicating with your customers, then you may have issues with all of that. You know, they may not be able, they may not understand, they're going to be mad. So empathize. Put your feet in their shoes. See if you were doing what you're doing to them and they were on the other side paying you, how would you feel about that? Make sure you empathize with your customers and then try to fix the problem. So make the problem. Do better. If your customer is complaining that you're running too late or running too slow, I'm sorry. You know, I'm taking too much of your time. I understand you have a business to attend to. You have things that you need to do. So now I'm going to speed up. You got to be conscious and speed up in doing what you are doing. Make sure your customer service is part of your main business. If you're serving food, if you're giving away products, if you're giving away a service, if you're doing something, make sure that you are aimed to be the customer's advocate. You're doing the best you can be for customer service. Because I'll tell you this, people will come back to you more if, not even if they like what you did, but if they like the good service that you gave them. I go to a place, a restaurant, the service is good, food is trash, you know, drinks are cheap, but the food is trash. And I'm like, and sometimes I eat, sometimes I won't, and then you got, sometimes as a customer, you just got to learn how to order whatever. If you know this is not a steak restaurant, do not order the steak how you think it's going to be ordered, because you're going to be disappointed. If you know that that bartender in the background is not a good bartender, sometimes you just got to leave. So these are the things that you have to do as a customer and a consumer, and as know your bartenders, know your people's weaknesses. Learn everybody's that you're working with weaknesses, so that they can you know, understand. They can get on top of it. They can be a part of it. Again, we are live on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Blog Talk, and if you would like to chime in, you can call at 563-993-5562. You can talk about your personal experiences. You can send the chat box in YouTube. If you're watching me live on YouTube, you can send me a chat on YouTube. I would love to get a bunch of likes. Please send me some hearts if I'm saying anything that makes sense to you guys in the business realm. Please send me some hearts. Please send me some likes. Please share this with people. I would like to see those shares go up. I would like to see these likes go up every day. So we're going to pause on number 5, and we're going to bring to you my business planner. If you guys have not received this planner yet, please grab one of these planners. Go online, grab one of these planners, and share this with your friend. This will help you keep you organized in your business, keep you organized in your life. If y'all can see this, make sure you grab one of these planners. It's just a full lifestyle planner. It has everything that you need to run your lifestyle, to run your business, and then keep you organized. So this message, this podcast is brought to you by the I Am Unique Right Business Planner. So make sure you pick one of these up at IamUniqueRight.com, or you can find them locally on Amazon. All right, guys. That's my little commercial. Like my commercial? I like my commercial. All right. This is one of my pet peeves, okay? Number six. If you work somewhere, you need to know your products and your services. If somebody asks you, I don't care what the part of the store you work in, what department you work in, who you work for, you need to know your products. You need to know what services. You need to have knowledge of all of this stuff that's going on in the building that you work, or in the items that you work. If there are fragrance candles, you need to know what they smell like. If this shirt is cut small, you need to know that, okay, the I Am Unique Right shirt is cut small. You know, you need to know these things. Because when people start asking you, well, how does that fit? Well, you know, it's a feminine cut fit, da, 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 or it's a block cut fit. You need to know these things about your products that you're servicing. If you need to educate your customers about what they are purchasing. If they're buying a telephone from you and you're like, yeah, it's a phone, you can dial phone numbers. What kind of camera does it have? I don't know. Does it have storage? I don't know. If you answer the question, I don't know, you need to be fired. You just need to be fired. You need to know your products. You need to know what you're selling. You need to read up on your products. You need to read what you're doing. If your product doesn't do something, you need to say it doesn't do. No, it doesn't take pictures. It's just a flip phone. It's just an old school flip phone. You flip it up. You dial a number. You go, can I text on this phone? You can text on the phone, but it's, you know, that T9 where you got to press A 3 times to get to C, and then B for three times to get to F. You know what I mean? So you can text, but it might take you a little longer. It's not one of those phones with a little keypad on it. You know, it's not like that. It's not touchscreen. You need to know your product. Know what you're selling. Know what you can offer. If you work in customer service and somebody is asking you about an insurance policy or returns or something like that, you need to know that, oh, I can't return this because you don't have a receipt or proof of purchase. You need to know all of these things so that you can be better at knowing your product and knowing and giving that customer that information that they want. If you go into a restaurant and I'm asking you if they serve catfish, you're like, I don't know. Well, so what kind of fish is on your menu? That fish, the white fish. I mean, so all fish is white. Is it whiting? Is it perch? Is it bass? Is it catfish? Is it salmon? Is it snapper? What kind of fish is it? You know what I mean? And then now, with people, if you're doing foods, does this have gluten in it? Does this have soy in it? Does this have dairy in it? You need to know these things. The worst thing that I hate is when I go to a restaurant and it says sausage. Okay, we're in 2021 now. Back in the day, all sausage had pork in it. Now, I'm assuming that most sausage does still have pork in it, but if I say, what kind of sausage is this? Does it have pork? Is it in pork casing? These are things that you need to know about the meat that you're serving other people, because it could be beef sausage. Your chef could be conscious and say, oh, it's beef sausage. It's chicken sausage. It's turkey sausage. Because sometimes the person who wrote the menu is not the person who's cooking the food. So maybe the chef even changed it up and said, oh, it's beef, we're using beef sausage because, you know, it's better for the health, and whatever. So you need to know, as a waitress, a waiter, you need to know. Someone asks you, can I have a blue martini? You need to know, what's in the blue martini? Is it blue razz and vodka? Is it triple sec and vodka? Is it blue food coloring and vodka? Like, is it raspberries? Are there real raspberries in it? Or is it fake raspberry juice? You know, is it a liqueur? You know, you need to know these things about it. When you're serving people, you need to know what's in the drink. And if you don't know, don't say you don't know. Be like, one second, let me find out for you. I'm new. Or this is a new product we just put on the menu. And as a business owner, if you own that business, you need to teach your employees what is in this dish or what's in this drink or what's on these sides, how this shirt runs. You need to teach your employees that. If I come to your restaurant and order a vegan burger. Now, a vegan burger nowadays can be impossible meat, can be beyond meat, it could be veggie patty, you put some corn and beans together. That could be a vegan burger, right? Now, it is vegan, so we should know that it has no cheese and no dairy in it. But at the end of the day, you still need to know how is it an impossible burger? Because maybe I don't want the soy for an impossible burger. You know, is it corn? Is it what's in this burger? What is it seasoned with? Because maybe I have allergies. What if I have allergies to shellfish and y'all made something within this that has some shellfish or cooking their shellfish? Or what kind of oil do you fry your fries in? Is it peanut oil? Because I have a peanut allergy. So you need to know what your services are, what you're providing to these people, so that they can understand what they're getting and what they know. And so that you don't have a lawsuit on your hands after the fact. Because if you serve somebody some french fries, they have peanut oil on it, and then they have oxalic shock, and they don't have an EpiPen, and they die right there in your restaurant, then what you going to do? Oh, I didn't know what kind of oil it was. That's not going to work for the lawyer. No, sir. It's not going to work. So these are the things that you need to know so that you can protect yourself, your customer, your insurance, and your business livelihood. So make sure you know your product knowledge. Strong time management is the last one tonight. Strong time management, okay? So make sure if you're serving food It don't take an hour to cook all the food. If you need to find a system so that you can actually get your food out in a timely manner. I was consulting a client one time, and I sat there, and I like to go to the place where I'm about to consult and just watch. I just watch. These girls are just running around left and right. And I'm like, why are they going back there for, everybody's going back there for the same thing? Why they don't bring whatever's back there up front? It's not like they didn't have a refrigerator up front or somewhere to put that thing up front. They're just going back and forth, going back and forth, going back and forth. I'm like, well, we ran out of this. So I'm like, okay, we got to fix this because it's taking, with all you going back and forth, six of y'all trying to make this one milkshake, one of y'all getting marshmallows, one of y'all getting sprinkles, one of y'all getting that. So why can't we just put all of this and pre-make the sprinkle marshmallows and stuff that we can pre-make before? Why can't we just pre-make it so that you can already have it together when you're serving your customers? So when you have to be time management, you need to find a system that works for you. When you're sending out orders to customers, you need to have a system. Don't have to order boxes. If you know you have orders coming in on a daily basis, you need to order boxes on a daily basis. You need to make sure you have enough boxes in stock for your inventory that you have out there. If you have whatever you have out there, you need to make sure you have it in stock. If you have to make your product handmade, you need to let your customers know, hey, it's going to take this amount of time to make this product. This is a custom product. It's going to take 48 to 72 hours for me to create this. These are the things that you have to know. These are the things that you have to time. These are the things. If you have to ship something and somebody says, I need this custom dress by Tuesday, and it's Friday afternoon the week before, and you still have to make the dress. And you got to remember, you can't ship anything on Sunday. So if it takes you 2 days to make it, then you got to overnight it. You got to make sure you charge that person for that overnight. Because they're going to ask you, well, why can't I get it overnighted? So those are the things that you have to know. Those are the things you have to say. Those are the things that you have to talk about when you are in business, all right? Make sure you know how long it takes you to produce the product and make sure you are able to deliver in a timely manner. And if you're being lazy, stop being lazy. Stop procrastinating. That's going to be another episode about procrastination. So let's do a quick recap on what we just talked about today. Seven ways to make sure you have phenomenal, great customer service. I want everybody out here who has a business owner who's listening to this to focus on your customer service more than you focus on your product. I know that sounds crazy, but that is what I want you guys to do. Focus on your customer service more than you focus on your product. Because we can improve the product. We can make the product better. But if you have terrible customer service and you're rude to your people, they will never, ever, ever purchase from you again. And you don't even have to worry about your products anymore because they ain't purchasing. And then the sad part is people will tell more things about a negative business or a negative experience with a customer than they will a positive one. All right, guys? So make sure you make your customers have a positive experience. Make sure they are happy. Make sure they're ecstatic about doing business with you. Your product can be half-assed if they like you. There are so many products out here that don't sell, but because the company has great customer service, then they get it back. They make the money. All right? So make sure you're a problem solver. Make sure you have clear communication. Make sure you have a friendly attitude. Have empathy. in with your customers in your business, have business acumen, have advocates that will talk about your good business, know your products, have knowledge of your products and your services that you provide for your customers, and be strong on your time management. Okay, guys? Be extremely strong on your time management. So if anybody, we have a few minutes left in the show, if anybody would like to chime in, would like to say something about what I have been saying, feel free to dial in at 563-993-5562, 563-993-5562. And I'll be happy to you. And again, this podcast was brought to you by the I Am Unique Right Business Planner. Please pick up your business planner today. And if you would like to learn how to create a business planner, go to IamUniqueRight.com or click the link in the bios and purchase the online course on how to create a planner. Easier said than done. So if you want to create your own planner for your people, go. I have a class for that. If you want a planner to help manage your business, here it is. This is a quarterly planner. This is the first quarter. There are three other quarters to go with this. And somebody asked me, what is a quarter? A quarter is every 3 months of the year. So January, February, March is one quarter. April, May, and June is another quarter. July, August, and September is another quarter. And October, November, and December is another quarter. So each one of these, now we need to get into quarter four, three. So you can order quarter three on Amazon. You can order all three, so you'll be ready all four. We give you a discount when you purchase more than one. So make sure you are a part of it. Make sure you are purchasing these planners. And if you're not a business owner, you don't need a business planner, then purchase it for a friend. Let a friend get one. All right. So this is I Am Unique Right, your DIY business coach here today signing off. I hope you guys have a great day and have an awesome. And make sure your customers stay happy. Bye-bye.